Oh, is this a Teddy J pick? You
know this boogie. Rich nailed that one, huh, Teddy?
Hell yeah. I like this song. I just always think of Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, the best. Can they? I don't want to dance after hearing this song.
I tried to file this under movies. I tried to show my kids, and they were just like, "What?"
Yeah, like, I wasn't the biggest fan. I didn't quite
really
get it. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was
legendary.
Did not hit the mark with me.
See, the first time I saw it, I was just like, "Dude, I don't know if I just saw one of the best movies I've ever seen." And I remember I like told a couple friends about it, and they're just like, "Dude, I'm not going to see that movie." Then they saw it, and immediately everyone was quoting it, like over quoting that movie. And then I went back and watched, and in fairness, stepping away for about like however many years, 20 years it's been, and watching it again, didn't hit as hard.
Mm-hmm.
But my kids were just like, "Dude, what'd you just show us?" The most heartbreaking, though, is that I sat them down. I was so proud. I was so happy. Finally, they had hit the age where it was perfect for them to watch Dumb and Dumber.
Okay.
And I'm like, "Dude,
there we go.
You're about to have a religious mm-hmm. experience." Mm-hmm. I think my oldest son was like 12 and the other one was like 9, and I'm like, perfect poo humor, like they're gonna love Jeff Daniels on the toilet. And I sat him down and I watched it, and at the end of it I'm like, "God, what'd you think?" Killed me inside.
Yeah,
the only movie that I watched him, it was a home run with them, was Zoolander. And because Zoolander, you want to talk about movies that hold up, Zoolander holds mm-hmm. up, still funny to this day. Cool. They did not like Ace Ventura, and neither did I the second time. It was funny.
You're telling me there's a chance.
Yes, that's right. Ace Ventura, the first time I saw it in the theater, I remember like dying laughing, and then I watched it with my kids. And I'm like, "Yeah, this isn't very good." That one does not hold up. You know what does hold up? The enhanced games.
No.
Yes, we've been talking about that all last week,
what?
Which was the all-drug Olympics. If you don't know what we're talking about, there was an event this past Sunday night out in Las Vegas that apparently cost $1.6 billion to get this whole thing together. $1.6 billion they sunk in to this enhanced arena and the promotion of the deal, which is wild because I hadn't heard about it until like just the other day that they're going to be doing it. But if you tuned in to watch it, you'd have to watch it on YouTube or the Roku network. But there is a company called Enhanced. Now, Enhanced, what they were hoping was that you would watch the Enhanced Games, which was a competition amongst Olympians, some of the best in the sport. And what they would do is, for the weeks leading up to it, they were offered whatever steroids, whatever peptides, any kind of Adderall, any kind of
stimulants.
Stimulants. They basically would give them a menu. They flew them out there weeks in advance, gave them a menu, and had doctors on standby and said, "You can take whatever you want to get ready for this, because our goal is to break world records and try to do it, quote unquote, safely." And so they got all these different athletes. It was in swimming, track, weightlifting, and strongman. Mm-hmm. And they brought all these people out there, and it was essentially athletes who had either been popped for stuff before, so there was no other way for them to compete in the Olympics. Mm-hmm. Or
criminals.
Yeah, right, right. And so they all got them out there, and sure enough, the enhanced games, their whole thing was that if you break a world record, you're going to get $1 million. So after all of this, and they did all of the different events.
Did you watch all 6 hours?
No. I didn't.
I tried. I really gave it a try driving back on YouTube on like a stream. And I was like, I can't.
No. First of all, it was a disaster. It was an absolute disaster in every way, shape, or form. It was, the arena held like 2,500 people, and it was all like invite only.
Mm-hmm.
And I maybe a third of them showed up.
Oh.
It looked empty in the place. They bring in only one world record was set. They were said they're going to like do like a ton of different world records. They're going to set them. Only one was set. And what was great was that it was for the 100 meter. The guy won it in 9.9 seconds, which is well below his. I'm sorry. That was
swimming,
not the world
right?
record. Swimming was the world record. The guy who won in the 100 meter was 9.9 seconds, which was below his personal best that he did without the drugs. As a matter of fact, somebody found out that second place during the 100 meter got beaten by the top 5 high school athletes in Texas. So no one was doing well. As a matter of fact, I watched the Mountain, you know, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Try to do the deadlift.
He was the big draw.
He was, and he picked it up halfway up his calf and dropped dropped it. And then they said, let's see if he can do it again. And you know, you get like three chances. They gave him an extra one because he couldn't do it after three.
Brutal.
It was almost like in high school. They're like, give him another go. Let's see if he can do it to win it. And he went, rrr. Then the network shut down, maybe like an hour into it. All of a sudden, like the connection was lost. It like collapsed.
It's a total disaster.
Dude, it was a disaster. And the best part of it, so the whole reason they did this was so you would go to, you know, the enhanced website and you could
start buying products.
You could buy all the products. Well, apparently this morning, because it was such a disaster, the stock cratered.
The market's having a tough go of it overall. That's probably the reason.
The stock fell 40% after the enhanced.
Who's the guy that threw this idea out there?
It's all these billionaires put their money into this because they're like, hey, this is the new, like the pharmaceuticals, people, everyone wants to do their peak best. And what their whole dream was, you're going to have all these athletes come out there, crush the world's records and go, buy our stuff, baby. And everyone saw that literally only one guy set a world record. And by the way, three of the events, the winners opted not to take any of the drugs and they were perfectly clean and they won. So it backfired on them and the stock cratered 40% as of this morning.
Poor Peter Thiel.
Yeah, right. I think he was one of the billionaires behind it too. So, I mean, I don't really feel too bad about any of that. And by the way, the guy who set the record in swimming also...
The Greek guy, right?
Yeah. He wore like a banned skin suit that you're not supposed to wear anymore. So not only did he have tons of drugs, but he also had like a skin suit and just was barely able to break it. So yeah, it was in every way, shape, or form, the enhanced games was a disaster.
I mean, part of until you brought it to our attention, I'd never even heard of this thing.
Yeah.
Promotion was horrible.
They didn't promote this thing at all.
I know. I had reached out to the guy, too, to come on with us and talk about it. And, like, their PR department's awful. They got back to me, like, 3 days late. Like they got back to me on Saturday, the day of the promotion. It's like, hey, would you want to talk next week? I'm like, it's over next week. Like, who's running this?
Seriously, wow.
I mean, the idea was awesome. Like, get all these people geeked up and out there and, like, you know, see how well they do. But it really, you should actually watch some of the highlights. It's really kind of sad. Especially when the mountain came out there. Like, he tried, but it was like, yeah, and then he drops. Like, you know what? Let's give him one more shot.
The thing is, they want to prove that with using this, like, you can, but you got to train, like, you're an elite athlete. Maybe you're just doing, you know, these peptides, you know, a little bit before the event. That doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to go out there and break the record. You got to train for years and be prepared. It's like, it's not that, it's not just taking Diana Ball and thinking you can go without any training and beat the world record. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was just like, it was great because he like picked it up and went, rah! And then he got some smelling salts. He was like, let's do it again. One more time for him. I know you're only supposed to get three, but here's a fourth one.
The time that you're expected to do break that world record, you might just not have it that day. Your body just might be like, nope, not today, man.
Well, how many times have you like worked out and just been like,
all the time?
Why don't I have it?
Dude, there's times when I played in a game, I'm like, what am I? Wake up, Ted. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then sometimes where you feel, you don't feel good going into the game and all of a sudden you feel like you could run all day.
Yeah, next level.
There's
almost no explanation. Do you ever try to figure out that math? Like, why is this not working?
That's the whole, you're always trying to figure out the sleep, the food, the eat, the preparation. You know, how do I get it so that I peak at the right time? That's constantly what you're thinking about all the time. So, that's all you obsess over.
But the record breaker does get $1 million.
Oh, yeah, he got $1 million.
So that's legit. I mean, one guy, I mean, maybe that keeps it going. Like, we'll try it again in 2 years.
They spent a lot of money on something that failed pretty bad. So, I don't know. We shall see. All right. 617-779-7937. Let's get to JB versus Stephen A. Smith, shall we? It got fun. There's a lot of mob talk. There's a lot of Stephen A. Smith going after other members of the media as well. And a proposal by Jaylen Brown to end it all. We'll get to that right after this.